The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our Gospel lesson, Jesus has his face set towards Jerusalem. He came to this earth. God sent his Son into this earth for the mission of saving us, of bringing salvation to this earth. And so Jesus at this point now is heading towards Jerusalem. He is focused. That is what he is looking at doing. And along the way, though, he is still doing ministry. But at the same time, he will not be sidetracked one way or another. Other people come up to him and say, "I want to follow you, but wait just a minute. I've got something else to do first." Or he would call people, "Come, follow me." And they would say, "Yes, I'm willing to follow you." But they don't understand the cost of following Jesus. And Jesus continues on. That is where he's heading. He's heading towards Jerusalem, where he knows it will be very intense. He will be arrested. He would be put on trial. He would have false witnesses bear testimony against him. He would be condemned. He would be spit upon. He would be tortured. He would be put on trial, he would be condemned, and he would be hung on a cross to die. He would die and be buried, but on the third day, he rises once again to bring new life to us, to complete that mission that God has set for him to do while he was here on this earth. He has brought salvation to us, to all those who believe in him. Mission's not always easy, and as we read in the first lesson, we were reading about Elijah. And what's happened up to this point with Elijah, God has set him on a mission then too, to restore Israel. Israel was in trouble. They had a corrupt king. They were worshiping false idols. Elijah goes and is able to prove that the one God is the one God. And as a result then, all of the other priestesses are done away with. And that upsets Queen Jezebel. Queen Jezebel says, "On the next day you will die, Elijah." And so Elijah flees. And he goes into hiding on Mount Carmel, out in the wilderness. And God says, "I will speak to you." And God sends a mighty wind, so strong, in fact, that the Bible says it splits rocks. But God's voice was not there. And then he sends an earthquake that rattles everything, shakes everything. And then all that noise and then all that shaking, there was not God's voice. And then God sends fire that scorches everything. And again, Elijah does not hear God's voice. But then comes a calm, a stillness, a silence. And in that silence, Elijah hears that small, still voice of God telling him what he is supposed to do and carry on in in his mission. And that's where our lesson picks up for today with that first lesson of how Elijah, from that remnant that is left there, will be built up once again to be worshiping God. For us too, we are in mission. And we always need to keep that focus. Just like Jesus had his face set towards Jerusalem, we too need to keep at our forefront. What is most important in this congregation? Why are we here? And that is to do God's mission. It is to proclaim that good news of Jesus Christ. It's not always easy. You saw Elijah. It was not easy for him. He was fearful of his life. It was not easy for Jesus. His life was taken. For us too, we do run into road bumps. We run into things that want to pull us off to the side. And so we need to stay focused. But it's not just to us. It's not to us in our congregation. It's not up just to the people of Aroma to follow that mission and to do their own mission. But we help each other. We are in this together. As the whole Christian church on this earth, we are here together to help each other, to stay focused on what that mission of God is. And not only that, God also sends his Spirit. Our second lesson today from Galatians, Paul writes to the Galatians, live in the Spirit. Live in that Spirit. If you don't live in the Spirit, you are going to get sidetracked. There will be all sorts of other things that happen to you. But if you live in the Spirit, God gives those gifts of the Spirit to us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God blesses us with everything we need to stay focused, to set our face upon that mission of God, and to always give praise and thanks to Him. Amen.